101.3 MyFM. I'm Cameron Wilkinson. Welcome to This Week in Milton, and it has been a hectic day here in the MyFM newsroom. We've just heard this afternoon that Milton, along with the rest of Halton, will be moving into the red control zone for COVID-19 restrictions. I've got regional counselor Mike Cluett on the line here with me, who has been fielding phone calls and emails since this news was announced. Mike, I'll give you the floor here. What does this news mean for Milton?
Well, as of the time that we're talking here, Cameron, it's very real news and very new news. This is an announcement that came from the province of Ontario. Not so much on our side because of the rising number of cases of COVID, especially here in Halton region. On my website, I did my most recent podcast that's found on my website. I actually addressed this yesterday, talking about how the cases in Halton region back in September were in the low 20s, and you know, people were wondering, you know, why are we worrying about this? It's just a small percentage, but everything, you know, starting from zero has led us now to this point, and we've had a sudden, you know, we've had that gradual increase of cases of COVID throughout the Halton region, and now we're approaching 500 active cases in the middle of November, whereas back in the early part of September, we were at 20, and Milton was actually at 6. So things can change rapidly, and I guess an appeal for Milton residents and the listeners of MyFM and everybody in Milton and Halton region is we have to go back to the basics, and we have to go back to washing our hands on a regular basis, wearing our masks places, washing our masks after we're done, if they're disposable, to dispose of them and not to wear them more than once. And to maintain that physical distance of 6 feet or more, we're now going to be in a stage from the province, you know, non-necessary travel is being asked to stop. You know, so go out shopping, go to doctor's appointments, get your prescriptions, go exercise, but don't socially congregate with other people. Keep your contact within the home. And have that crossover until we get this under control, because the last thing that we need is for our holiday season to be affected. We're starting Diwali today, and Diwali is going to be different for many, many people. And it's important for us to go back to the basics where the motivation that we had in the early part of the summer, we flattened the curve once, we have to flatten again. So it's very important for all Milton residents to follow the regulations, to keep close on the guidelines that the Medical Officer of Health has given us, and to follow them to a T. That's the only way we're going to stop this.
Mike, I'll be honest, I could talk to you all day about COVID-19 restrictions, but for the sake of brevity, and we only have so much time, we will move on here. We do have a town council meeting on Monday. The big topic when looking at the agenda is this climate change work plan. Now, for our listeners, do you mind telling us what exactly is the climate change work plan and what could it mean for Milton?
Well, as people are aware, last year, Milton Council, Halton region, and many other municipalities all across the province and across the country declared a climate change emergency to accentuate the point that climate change is real and that it's incumbent upon all of us from a municipal level, from a provincial, federal level of government to do what they can to limit their impact on the environment. And we have been working steadily, obviously, through COVID. It's put it a little bit on the back burner, but we're having a work plan presented to us by staff on Monday that's going to highlight a lot of things. It's going to look a little different than other municipalities. Many municipalities have gone off and hired one individual or two individuals in charge of climate change for the entire town operations. And what you'll find with the Milton solution is we're encompassing the green environmental climate change lens into all of our departments. So it's not four or five silos reporting to one. It's actually going to be part of the new lifestyle in each one of our departments, from development, from planning, to parks and recreation, to engineering, and to all of the services that Milton provides. Everything will have that climate change lens applied to it.
I am joined by regional councillor for Milton's Ward 3, Mike Cluett. Now, Mike, just yesterday, you and I were both at the press conference for the announced funding from the provincial and federal governments. That money is going to go towards building a Milton transit facility. Now, that facility has a connection to what we were just speaking about, and that is the climate change work plan. Do you mind filling in the gaps on that connection for our listeners?
Absolutely, it does. One of the long-term goals that we have for climate change in the municipality is to change our buses from, you know, diesel and gas-powered to electric vehicles. And with the establishment of this transit facility, where we'll be able to store our buses, we'll be able to set forth the next steps and to start acquiring electric buses for the municipality. Electric buses can't be stored outdoors where all of our buses are stored right now. So this announcement from the provincial government for funding for this facility is long welcomed, and we're very happy for it. It's a step in the next direction to provide better transit service, to provide better servicing for our vehicles and for the residents and the transit system. And like I said, take that next step so we can continue on the climate change, use that climate change lens, and move forward with transit, looking towards electric vehicles and getting rid of our gas and diesel.
And just like that, Mike, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining me on This Week in Milton.
Absolutely. Everybody in Milton, please be safe. Please follow the regulations, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
That is Councillor Mike Cluett. If you've missed the full interview, you can listen to it at our website, miltonnow.ca. We will have it posted there within the hour. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week for another episode. But in the meantime, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.